USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed a wide-ranging gun control bill. The mostly partisan legislation passed a vote of 223 to 204. Ranking Member Republican Jim Jordan explains his problem with the one-size-fits-all bill.
We need to get serious about understanding why this keeps happening. Democrats are always fixated on curtailing the rights of law-abiding citizens rather than trying to understand why this evil happens. Until we figure out the why, we will always mourn losses without fixing the problem.
Thailand on Thursday became the first country in Asia to decriminalize cannabis or marijuana, but the tough penalties will still apply to those who use the drug to get high. Thai's Minister of Health says it's no longer a crime to grow or trade marijuana, and cafes and restaurants can also serve cannabis-infused food and drinks, but only if it contains less than 0.2% THC. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A California man admits trying to get at Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Nicholas John Roski is facing charges of attempted murder of a federal judge after he was arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's Maryland home. When he was arrested, investigators say Roski was carrying a pistol, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, a crowbar, and other items. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News and talks about when Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said at a rally that Kavanaugh had released a whirlwind and would pay the price during his confirmation period.
They were beyond irresponsible. They were reckless. They were incitement words. These were words that were intended to bring about that kind of reaction, and that's what we face today.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The House has denied a completely bipartisan bill by the Senate to protect justices of the Supreme Court. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Singapore for Asia's largest defense summit this week. Secretary Austin is expected to meet his counterpart, Chinese Defense Minister General Wei Fenghe, for the first time. As another massive migrant caravan is heading to the United States, one lawmaker is putting the blame squarely on the president. Representative Brian Babin, the Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
President Obrador and Mexico are not, they're not in our corner anymore. They were during the, there was a lot of cooperation between the Trump administration and the Obrador administration in Mexico. No longer. They are facilitating, absolutely facilitating, passage of these giant caravans. They're giving them visas to come in to freely move around Mexico, and not only to get jobs there, but to also pass through and make their way to our southern border where they come across. So unlike with President Trump, the Mexican government is taking great advantage of us. And now here they are boycotting this so-called Summit of Americas, which is going to do nothing to help stop this crisis at the border, the worst border crisis we've ever seen. Nothing is going to be happening there. And, you know, for the two Northern Triangle countries that are boycotting as well as Mexico, unbelievable that our administration would tolerate this kind of stuff. And we've taken an enormous percentage of their populations into our own country.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.